Hello and welcome. This is Chrisanne from Elemental Energies with Chrisanne. And today we're going to be talking about how to carry crystals and where to place them. So if you listen to my weekly predictions, you know that I always talk about different crystals for the week. And I talk about what side of the body to place them on, or what side of the bed to place them on, or how to use them at your desk. I want to get into a little bit more in-depth information about the how and the why and all of that fun stuff on utilizing our crystals. We all have crystals, so let's learn how to work with our crystals, because they want to work with us. If a crystal picks you, and trust me, they pick you, you don't pick them, they pick you. If they pick you, it's for a reason. You are called to a stone because you are hearing it call to you. It is so fun to work with crystals. Now, a basic way to work with crystals is to simply carry them in your pockets. If you do not have pockets, you can put them in a little bag, put them inside your bra, tuck them in your sock, you know, wear them as jewelry. If you always carry your purse on one side, stick them in your purse. If you have a briefcase that you always carry on one side, put them in the briefcase. When we talk about wearing and carrying our stones, there are two basic things to remember. You're either going to put it on the left-hand side or the right-hand side. And let me tell you why. The left-hand side of the body brings the energy in. So let me give you an example of rose quartz. Rose quartz is your basic stone of love. If you want to bring love in, you are going to carry or wear rose quartz on the left-hand side of the body because you want to bring that in. Your left-hand side brings it in. If you want to let love out, you want to share love, you want to spread love, you would wear or carry the rose quartz on your right-hand side. So anything you want to get rid of, share, etc., is right-hand side of the body. Let me give you another example. All crystals have a gazillion different properties, metaphysical properties that they do. And people say to me, how do I know what the stone is doing? Well, you're going to tell the stone what it's doing. And here's my example. Smoky quartz. Smoky quartz does a myriad of different things. My favorite thing that I utilize smoky quartz for is to release, to detox, to get rid of whatever. So if that's what I am telling my smoky quartz I want it to do, I am wearing my smoky quartz on my right hand. I have a lot of jewelry of my crystals. Yes, I have the stones. I have tumbled stones. So you can use tumbled stones, you can use raw stones, as long as it's a comfortable size for you to carry within your pockets, whatever. I happen to have a lot of my favorites in jewelry, so I can simply just wear it. When it comes to smoky quartz, I have a smoky quartz ring that I wear on my right-hand side. If I'm feeling a little blue and I need to get rid of some of that energy, I'm going to wear my smoky quartz ring. If I'm feeling a little frustrated or maybe a little angrier than what I normally am, I'm going to wear my smoky quartz ring. If I'm having a little bit of a tummy ache and I want to get rid of some of that pent up energy there as well, I'm going to wear my smoky quartz ring all on my right hand side. Now, We each have stones that we gravitate towards, slash they pick us for. So you get what works for you and what serves you. There are many stones that I say, yeah, you want to pick a side. Pick a left-hand side, pick a right-hand side. There is a small group of stones that I say are okay to carry one in either and both sides at the same time. So just two examples that come to mind right off the top of my head are rose quartz. You know, rose quartz is great to bring the energy in on our left-hand side, send out love on our right-hand side, because then we are surrounded in a circle of love. Our bubble becomes that continual circle, bringing in love, sending out love, bringing in love, sending out love. We are surrounding ourselves with that bubble of that wonderful pink love energy of the rose quartz. That is a great one to wear on both sides. You can have a tumbled stone on either side, or you can have a ring on both sides, bracelet on both sides, or earrings on both sides. It works well for that. The other one that I like to carry one on either side is selenite. Selenite can be very clearing, and it's great to clear and cleanse the other stones because selenite works with clearing the stones as well as clearing ourselves, clearing our aura, our different chakras. But selenite can be very clearing for the other stones as well. So clear the other stones to do all that great work that they're doing. So selenite is one that I like on both sides as well. So think of that. Now, people say to me, but all I have is a pendant. All I have is a necklace, and it's one and it's just in the middle. That's okay. The stone is going to do what the stone needs to do. You can say, hey, you are a smoky quartz necklace, but I need you to get rid of some of this energy that isn't serving my highest and best good. And it doesn't matter that it's in the middle of you. And a lot of times the middle can keep us balanced as well. So think of that as well. So the other thing that I like to tell people is it's great to grid the space that we exist in, whether it be your bedroom or your art studio or your work desk. Let's start with your bedroom. When you are laying in bed on your back in bed and you stick out your left arm, that's the left-hand side of the bed. Laying on the back, you're sticking out your right arm, that's the right side of your bed. It doesn't matter if you share your space with somebody else, it is still the right-hand side of the bed and the left-hand side of the bed. It doesn't matter that you technically sleep on the left and you need that energy on the right. It still is on your right. So you can either put stones on the two bedside tables. You could grid them, make a nice crystal grid, which is a way of forming stones using sacred geometry to create different patterns. You can put them on your bedside tables. You can put them under your bed, still maintaining that right and left side. You can put them behind the headboard. You can tape them to the headboard. Put them at the foot of your bed, still maintaining that right and left side. It doesn't matter. It's that energy. You need the energy. So, doesn't matter where, but just maintain that right and left side. Same thing with your work desk. I have a lot of crystals. I have more crystals on my work desk than I do space to actually do work some days. When I am sitting at my desk, sitting in my chair at my desk, sticking out my left arm, that's the left-hand side of my desk. Sticking out my right arm, that's the right-hand side of my desk. It's when I'm actually functionally using the desk. That is how I determine the right and left side of my desk. Not standing over there in the doorway looking at my desk. No, it doesn't matter. It's when you're sitting at your desk, functionally using the desk. That's how you know the right and left side. And you can have like little bowls, or you can line them up, or you know, however it works for you. You can create crystal grids on your desk as well. You do what works best for you, because it's all about you and enjoying the energy of your crystals and your crystals working for you. So don't let somebody else say, I don't like the aesthetic of that. You're not going for that level of aesthetics. You're going for the vibe, the feel, the energy, and the vibration that the stones bring to your space. And trust me, it's amazing when you bring a few select stones, depending on what it is that you need to create, you bring those stones into your space. And all of a sudden, you feel that energy transformed. It is so cool. Just try it. Trust me, it's wonderful. So that's what I'm talking about when I'm saying carry it on the right or carry it on the left. Utilize these things in that aspect. That is another level of how to use your stones. Left-hand side brings the energy in, right-hand side lets the energy out. Another thing is maintain good crystal hygiene, meaning if you are doing some energy work or you have a really rough week at work or you're having a hard time sleeping, it's okay to wash your stones and clear your stones. There's a myriad of ways I like to do that. I like to put my stones in a windowsill during a full moon. The full moon energy will clear your stones. You can smudge your stones. You can do incense clearing. You can do a sage clearing of your stones. Selenite will clear all your stones. If you keep selenite with your stones, you don't need to clear your selenite. It is self-clearing and self-healing. You can wash your stones, but please don't wash selenite because that one can't go in the water. People say you can put them in the dirt and the dirt will clear them. I don't like that one in theory. Let me explain. So what they say is they say you can take your stones and bury them and then just stick a little stick in the ground to mark, you know, where your stones are. I have dogs. Dogs like sticks. I don't want to lose where my stones are outside. Now, I happen to be in the middle of winter in the state of Maine right now. I'm not digging anything in the ground, first of all. But my trick is, if you want to put your stones in dirt to have your stones cleared, put dirt in a pot. Bring that pot in the house. That pot can sit in a windowsill during the full moon, etc. You always know where your stones are because they're in that pot. You can smudge that pot to clear the soil. You can change out the soil every year. I tend to do that. I tend to change my soil out every year. I have certain soils from different places that I've traveled. Yeah, I'm that weirdo person. I pick up rocks. I pick up sticks. I pick up dirt. I have a collection. So you can change that out or you can add to it depending on the different places you travel. And you can have a whole vase of different layers of different colored dirt and you can put your crystals in it. It's, trust me, it's cool and it's fun. So that's a different, safer way to put your stones in sand, in dirt, because you know where they are. You can spray smudge your stones as well. Just don't do selenite. And those are different ways for your crystals to have great hygiene, to be cleared and ready to be used. I am a Reiki practitioner. I use crystals on the table with my people every single session, every single time. I have them hold stones, I put crystals around them, but I always have crystals under the table as well. And I wash those stones between each and every person. And sometimes I can have a whole pile of stones that I'm washing, and I just scoop them all up in a little colander, and I just rinse everything in the colander, and then I lay it on a towel to dry. Or I can pat it dry on a towel, but I never do things like selenite because it can't go in water. So by clearing them, by washing them, I'm clearing them between each and every person because that's not fair to have person A energy change to person B's energy when person B's on the table and then they can feel person A's energy. No, I clear it. I clear my table as well that they're on energetically. Now you can also Reiki clear your crystals as well. I do that all the time. If I'm at a show and I can't be run to the bathroom to clean off my stones all the time, I will Reiki clear it, but I always carry selenite with me in that situation because I have my stones with the selenite to help keep them clear at all times as well. Lots of ways to have good crystal hygiene, clear your stones, and know how to carry them, know how to utilize them. Crystals are so much fun to work with and play with. And I say play lightly because I take my crystal energy very seriously. But to play, meaning I'm exploring new ways to feel the energy of the stones, whether it be the energy at my desk or the energy gritting my bed or the energy working with clients. Even if I'm doing Reiki through distance means, which right now I'm only doing Reiki and readings through distance means, I can still send the energy of those stones. So, for instance, when I do distance Reiki, I always create a crystal grid and I send a picture of the crystal grid to the person that I'm doing Reiki on and with. And they can feel the energy of the stones, but it's that energy that I'm sending to them with the crystals and the stones as well as the Reiki energy. So I'm still gridding, just in a different way. It's not actually physically around the body because they're not physically in front of me, but I am creating a crystal grid and I am sending that energy with the Reiki as well to my person. So they can see the grid because I create very elaborate grids. I send the picture so they can have the tangible visual of what the grid looks like and also see what stones I'm using, but also be able to feel the energy. So I'm utilizing my stones in all aspects of my life. I always, always have crystals on me. I am never without crystals. I have them in my pocketbook. I have them by my bed. I have them all over my desk. I wear them. I am never without my crystals, ever. And even the spot I sit at my couch, I have little tiny drawers right next to my spot on the couch, which have crystals in them. So if I'm sitting and watching a movie and I want to hold some of my stones, I can. I have them there. So, it's fun. Use your crystals, play with them, explore the energy, let them pick you. It's a wonderful thing. It's a wonderful thing to add to our lives. So I hope that gives you some idea of how to carry your crystals, where to place them, and how to have good crystal hygiene with them as well. So if you're looking for stones, you can check out my website. I have stones listed. I have my artwork there. And I also have my psychic readings there. And of course, distance Reiki as well. There's a lot of crystals there that are on my website, but I have so many more that aren't on my website. So if there's something you're looking for, it's okay to let me know and I'll let you know if I have it. So check out my website. It's www.elementalenergieswithchrisanne.com. Same spelling as the show. And if you need to reach out and get in touch with me, my email is elementalenergieswithchrisanne@gmail.com. I know it's long. Sorry. But we can all remember that now, can't we? So thank you so much for tuning in. I hope this helps you to not be so fearful in getting those crystals out and using them and carrying them and making them part of your everyday life, because they want to. They like to get out too every once in a while. So enjoy your stones and let them enjoy you. And be free. Take care.